Russia resumes its airstrikes against opposition and rebel groups in southwest Syria, and Roger Federer and Serena Williams stroll into the third round of Wimbledon. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Thursday, July 5th. Russian air raids against the opposition and rebel groups in southwest Syria resumed on Wednesday, with more than 600 airstrikes carried out in 15 hours, residents and a war monitor said. The latest offensive comes after the Free Syrian Army said ceasefire talks had failed. The airstrikes targeted the towns of Tafas, northwest of the provincial capital Daraa, and Saida, to its east, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. Syrian regime leader Bashar al-Assad is waging a campaign in the southwest with Russian air support to recapture the region from opposition and rebels, and has seized a large chunk of their territory. The UN said fighting in the region has forced an estimated 270,000 people to flee their homes. Rescuers in Thailand are still pondering on when and how to extract 12 boys and their football coach from a flooded cave complex, where they were found this week, pale and weak but otherwise in good health, after 9 days lost underground. 13 sets of diving equipment have been prepared for the team, who have now been practicing how to wear diving masks and breathe. Water is being pumped out from the deluge cave around the clock, reducing the flooding by 1 centimeter an hour. But with rain forecast to begin on Friday, the Chiang Rai provincial governor conceded the mission was now a race against the water. 2 British citizens are critically ill in hospital after they were exposed to the Novichok nerve agent, just miles away from where the same substance had struck down a former Russian agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in March. UK counter-terrorism police are leading the investigation, though it is unclear how the two people came into contact with the nerve agent. Britain had earlier accused Russia of poisoning Skripal with the Novichok nerve agent, the first known offensive use of such a chemical weapon on European soil since World War II. Ethiopia's Attorney General, Birano Tsegaye, has announced the dismissal of senior prison officials and the appointment of new officials in a broadcast on state-affiliated television Fana. The move came hours before the release of a Human Rights Watch report detailing torture and other abuses in one notorious prison, and urging the government to hold officials to account. Tsegaye said the new official will have to respect human rights in accordance with the constitution. Prisoners in a notorious jail in Ethiopia's Somali region were systematically abused for years, with little access to medical care and at times to food, Human Rights Watch said in a report released on Thursday. And finally, tennis. Roger Federer extended his flawless winning streak at Wimbledon to 26 consecutive sets as the defending champion crushed Lucas Lacko, while Serena Williams powered to her 16th successive win in Wednesday's second round action. The 36-year-old Federer is now on his joint second longest streak of sets won at Wimbledon. His best was 34 between the third round in 2005 to the 2006 final. While Federer and Serena strolled through, world number 2 Caroline Wozniacki suffered fresh Wimbledon woes with a 6-4, 1-6, 7-5 defeat against Ekaterina Makarova. Meanwhile, Serena's elder sister and 5-time champion, Venus Williams, battled into the third round with a 4-6, 6-love, 6-1 win over Romanian qualifier Alexandra Dulerun. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.